Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Beautiful night when the moon was full and the air was crisp and clear. A cowboy lay on the starlit plain and thought of his home so near. He thought of his mother he loved so of sleep or flirt. Not a sound to be heard but those of the night as he sang a wild song to his bird. The cattle are lying so quiet and still on the carpet that mantles the while the golden lamps from the sky of night sings peace to the cowboy's dread. Still he thinks of his mother in a faraway land, and his thoughts by his memory was stirred. Ease himself to the old home again as he sang a wild song to his herd. He's far from the din of the city noise where the lamps of folly do shine. He's far from the brawls of the dives of sin and the flow of sparkling wine. He's in the great west with its mantle of green where his neighbors say never a word. A land of marriages, mountains and plays where the cowboys sing low to his herd.
Good evening and welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air. That was the Carter family.
We heard the strains of the cowboy's wild song to his herd and gave away our surprise for tonight. Music from way out west. Tonight we'll be listening to some real cowboys, some commercially concocted cowboys, and just some plain good music about the old west from old-time country records from the 1920s in America, that exotic place that we very seldom get to visit at the Secret Museum. We'll start with the cowboy crooner, as he was known on early records for Brunswick in the 1920s, Mr. Mark Williams. He'll sing a song backed by his own ukulele called Sioux Indians. Actually, a pretty modern composition that made its way into folklore. It was later recorded by unaccompanied singers out west by the Library of Congress, who undoubtedly learned it from this commercial record. We'll then hear from Frank Jenkins and his Pilot Mountaineers. This features a killer string band from the Mount Airy and Galax areas, put together by a man named Pops Stoneman, who is the singer, and a message from Home Sweet Home, as they recorded for the Jeanette label.
Way before the Stoneman family was
the recording act. Yes, way before. This is about 1927. And then we'll hear from a real, genuine, bow-legged, old-fashioned cowboy called Jules Allen, and one of the most beautiful songs in the cowboy repertoire, Punchin' the Dough. So first, Sioux Indians by Mark Williams.
I'll sing you a song, though it may be a sad one, of trials and troubles where first they begun. I left my dear kindred, my friends and my home, across the wild deserts and mountains to roam. I crossed the Missouri and joined a large train, which bore us o'er mountain and valley and plain. And often of evening, out hunting we'd go, to shoot the fleet antelope and wild buffalo. We heard of Sioux Indians all out on the plains, a-killing poor drivers and burning their trains. A-killing poor drivers with arrows and bows, when captured by Indians, no mercy they show. We traveled 3 weeks till we came to the flat, and pitched out our tent at the end of the flat. We made down our blankets on the green grassy ground, while our horses and mules were a-grazing around. While taking refreshment, we heard a low yell, the hoof of Sioux Indians coming up from the dell. We sprang to our rifles with a flash in each eye. Boys, said our brave leader, we'll fight till we die. They made a bold dash and came near to our train, and the arrows fell round us like hail and like rain. But with our long rifles, we fed them cold lead, till many a brave warrior around us lay dead. We shot their bold chief at the head of his band. He died like a warrior with a gun in his hand. When they saw their bold chief lying dead in his gore, they whooped and they yelled, and we saw them no more. With our small band there were just 24, and the Sioux Indians 500 or more. We fought them with courage, we spoke not a word, till the end of the battle was all that was heard. We hitched up our horses and started our train. 3 more bloody battles this trip on the plain. And in our last battle, 3 of our brave boys fell, and we left them to rest in the green shady dell.
Well, read that letter again. It's only a message from home, sweet home, from loved ones down on the farm. From wife, from mother, from sister and brother, praying to guard you from harm. The baby is lisping a prayer tonight to bless you wherever you
observing. I'm fussy and slow. While you're punching cattle, I'm punching the dough. Now I reckon your stomach would grow to your back if it weren't for the cook that keeps filling the slack. With the beans in the box and the pork in the tub, I'm a-wondering now who would fill you with grub. Think you're right handy with gun and with rope, but I've noticed you're bashful when using the soap. When you're rolling your bull for your brown cigarette, I've been rolling the dough for them biscuits you ate. When you're cutting your stock, then I'm cutting the steak. When you're wrangling your horses, I'm wrangling a cake. When you're hazing the dogies and batting your eyes, I'm a hazing dried apples that aim to be pies. You brag about shooting up windows and lights, but try shooting biscuits for 12 appetites. When you crawl from your roll and the ground it is froze, then who biles the coffee that falls out your nose? In the old days, the punchers took just what they got. It was sow belly beans and the old coffee pot. But now you come howling for pie and for cake, and you cuss at the cook for a good belly ache. You say that I'm old with my feet on the skid. Well, I'm telling you now that you're nothing but kid. If you reckon your mounts are some snaky and raw, just try riding herd on a stove that won't draw. When you look at my apron, you're reading my brand. 4X, which is signed for the best in the land. On bottle or sack, it sure stands for good luck. So line up you waddies and wrangle your chuck. No use of your snorting and a fighting your head. If you like it with chili, just eat what I said. For I aim to be boss of this end of the show. While you're punching cattle, I'm punching the dough.
And a bit of American poetry, you can't get it much better than that.
Jules Allen is undersung, I think.
Right, but he just happens to be the real thing.
Yeah.
And punching the dough is certainly the real thing, is cowboy poetry. That recorded for Victor about 1928. Before that, the fiddle of Frank Jenkins, his son Oscar Jenkins on banjo, and Ernest Stoneman on guitar and vocal, the cream of the 1920s, or Blind Faith, however you want to look at it. A Message from Home, Sweet Home, another piece of sentimental poetry that would be in the back pocket of a cowboy. Frank Jenkins, Pilot Mountaineers, as they recorded for the Jeanette Company and on subsequent other labels. A masterpiece of old-time string band music. Up top, Mark Williams and the Sioux Indians.
Tonight we're examining the music of the West, of the cowboys, and it's obviously a very broad field. In fact, this is part one, and I can't wait till we do...
It's becoming a joke, part one.
I can't wait till we do Cowboys of the World.
That's coming up on part two, but before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's get to set number two, and we'll begin with a duo from Oklahoma known as Frank Wheeler and Monroe Lamb. Wheeler and Lamb recorded for the Victor Company and, of course, Montgomery Ward. We'll hear their version of After the Roundup, or, depending on how you look at it, when the work's all done this fall, the Dixie Cowboy. They called it A Jolly Group of Cowboys, and it's a beautiful piece of duet singing. Speaking of which, we follow that with the Delmore Brothers and their Bluebird recording of Bury Me Out on the Prairie. And there's a, speaking of an international cowboy song, there is one. The Australians sing that is Wrap Me Up in My Tarpaulin Jacket. But I guess we'll get to that on part two. We end with the Dixon Brothers, one of the more stark sounds of the 1930s. And their beautiful, beautiful song, I think one of the great country records of the 1930s, The Ramblin' Gambler. So, to Oklahoma, as we move in the camera to a jolly group of cowboys around the campfire.
A jolly group of cowboys, we're discussing their plan one day. One said, I'll tell you something before I go away. You know I'm just a cowboy and dressed mostly in rags. I used to be a gay one and got on great big jags. I have a home in Dixie, a good one, do you know? But boys, I have not seen it since years ago. I'm going back to Dixie, I'm going to see them all. I'm going to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. That very night this cowboy rode out to stand his guard. The winds were blowing fiercely, was storming very hard. His cattle all got frightened and rushed in wild stampede. He tried his best to head them by riding at full speed. Riding in the darkness, so loudly he did shout. He tried his best to stop them by turning their heads about. His saddle horse then stumbled and on to him did fall. So he'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall. They picked him up so gently and laid him on the bed. The cowboys all then gathered to see if he was dead. He opened wide his blue eyes and gazing all around, said, boys, my last step taken, I'll never walk around. So George, you take my saddle, and Ted, you take my bed. Bill, you take my pistol after I am dead. I'm going to my new range. I've heard my master's call. I hope to meet my mother when the work's all done this fall.
Well, I've got no use for the women. I true one may never be found. They'll use a man for his money, when it's gone they'll turn him down. They're all alike at the bottom, selfish and grasping for all. They'll stay by a man while he's winning, and laugh in his face at his fall. My pal was a straight young cowboy, honest and upright and square. But he turned to a gunman and gambler, and a woman sent him there. Quicker and sure of his gunplay, till his heart in his body lay dead. When Vaquero and Southeater picked her, he filled him full of lead. All night long they trailed him through Mesquite and Chaparral, and I couldn't but think of that woman as I saw him pitch and fall. If she'd been the pal that she should have, he might have been raising a son instead of out there on the prairie to fall by the ranger's gun. This low sting did not trouble, his chances for life were too slim. But where they were putting his body was all that worried. Lifted his head on his elbow, the blood from his wound flowed red. He looked at his pals grouped around him and whispered to them and said, "Oh, bury me out on the prairie, where the coyotes may howl on my grave. Bury me out on the prairie, and some of my bones please say. Wrap me up in my blanket and bury me deep beneath the ground. Cover me over with boulders of granite huge and round." So they buried him out on the prairie, and the coyotes still howl o'er his grave. But his soul is now resting from the unkind cut she gave. And many a similar cowboy, as he rides by that pile of stone, recalls some similar woman and ended his moan.
Me. I've gambled around the countryside. I've gambled down in town. I guess I'll gamble on till the police shoot me down. I've lost in games of limit stakes up to the sky above.
Played my heart and lost. How's
what
that for
voice.
Poetry and singing?
What playing? What
that
singing?
That was Howard Dixon singing the lead, Dorsey on the steel guitar, of course, and for Bluebird about 1935, the Ramblin' Gambler.
That's an amber Bluebird?
Buff. I think, yeah.
<That's>
amber, wow, that's a prehistoric Bluebird
right.
with an enclosure. Before that was the Delmore Brothers and Bury Me Out on the Prairie. One of their great classics. And we heard from Wheeler and Lamb in their version, the Oklahoma version of the Dixie Cowboy. We move now to Texas, a song about the Texas Rangers and the quintessential song about the Texas Rangers, this one by the Cartwright Brothers. Now, don't say it.
I didn't say it.
Okay. Hoss and...
You said it.
Yeah, I won't say it either. From there, we go to a man we believe was from Austin, Texas. We think he was an authentic cowboy. We have no information on him at all. His name was Arthur Miles, and he brought us one of the most eye-opening, if that's the right analogy, piece of music in the 1920s as far as a cowboy singer goes. The Lonely Cowboy. We'll hear part one of his magnum opus, which will feature a startling vocal trick, which you might catch. And this is a favorite here at the museum. We then move to Jack Lee, somebody also known as Powder River Jack, who recorded often with his wife Kitty. We'll hear one of his more rare sides called the Old Black Steer. This one also recorded for Bluebird in the mid-30s.
I mean, his common records were not all that common either, I imagine.
Well, Tying a Knot in the Devil's Tail, I think, was reissued over a number of years, and it turns up quite a bit.
Okay. I've never seen it. That's why I mentioned it.
Well, it's a pretty famous one.
But if I've never seen it...
The Citizen, goodness. While we're on the subject of Bluebird, back to the Cartwrights and the Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers, wherever you may be, I'll tell you of some troubles that happened unto me. My name is nothing extra, so that I will not tell. And here's to all you Rangers, I'm sure I wish you well. 'Twas at the age of 17 I joined the jolly band. We marched from San Antonio down to the Rio Grande. Our captain, he informed us, perhaps he thought it right. Before we reach the station, boys, you surely have to fight. And when the bugle sounded, our captain gave command. To arms, he shouted, and by your horses stand. I saw the smoke ascending, it seemed to reach the sky. And then the thought, it struck me, my time had come to die. I saw the Indians coming, I heard them give a yell. My feelings at that moment, no tongue can ever tell. I saw the glittering lances, their arrows round me flew. And all my strength it left me, and all my courage too. We fought for 9 hours fully, before the strife was o'er. The like of dead and wounded I never saw before. And when the sun had risen and the Indians they had fled, we loaded up our rifles and counted up our dead. And all of us were wounded, our noble captain slain. And the sun was shining sadly across the bloody plain. 16 as brave rangers as ever roamed the west were buried by their comrades with arrows in their breast. And now my song is ended, I guess I've sung enough. The life of any ranger you see is very tough. And if you have a mother that don't want you to roam, I advise you by experience you'd better stay at home.
A group of jolly cowboys on a Franklin ranch one night, their heads up on a saddle and a campfire's burning bright. Some were telling stories and some were singing songs, and some were smoking cigarettes while the hours rolled along. Began their talking of distant friends so dear. A boy raised his head from his saddle and brushed away a tear. This boy was tall and handsome, and his face showed a lack of good care. His eyes were of a heavenly blue, and he had light wavy hair. Yeti ole, ole, yeti ole, ole. We asked him why he left his home, it being so dear to him. He raised his head from his saddle, with tears his eyes grew dim. As he raised his head from his saddle and he gazed the rough crowd o'er, said, "Boys, I'll tell you the reason why I stay at home no more."
Was a Texas boy and he could rope your bed. He said the steer he couldn't tie, he hadn't met with yet. As boys we know of an old black steer, an ornery old outlaw, who ran down in the bushes at the foot of a rocky draw. Hi-ti-hi-ti-hi-ti-hi-ti-hi-ti-hi-ti-ho, hi-ti-hi-ti-hi-ti-hi-ti-hi-ti-ho. hi-dee-hi-dee-hi-dee-hi-dee-hi-dee-o. This year he had held his own with cowboys far and near, and we bet Billy 2-1 he couldn't rope the steer. With a sham sacri and a new McGee and chaps and tap to boot, his new McGee tied hard and fast, he prepared to rope the brood. Hi-tee, hi-tee, hee-tee, hi-dle-tee, hi-tee, hi-tee, oh, hi-tee, hee-tee, hee-tee, hi-tee, hi-tee, oh. So Billy, he saddled his old gray horse, his back and with his raw, and started after the ornery boot that ran down in the draw. Old Blackie, he watched him coming, he began to beller and paw. He throwed his tail up skyward and he went drifting down the draw. Hi-tee, hee-tee, hee-tee, hi-tee, 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 oh. Hi-tee, dee-tee, dee-tee, hi-tee, hi-tee, oh. Gray horse stuck after him like he had been fed on corn, and Billy he piled his old McGee around old Blackie's horn. The old gray horse he sat right down, the cinches broke like straw, and away went Billy Shamstack three drifting down the draw. Ha ha ha, tee hi dle tee hee tee hi tee hi tee o, tee hi tee dle tee hi tee hi tee o. Billy, he lit in a rocky pile, his hands and face were scratched. He says he thought he could rope a snake, but reckoned he'd met his match. He paid his bet just like a man with never a sign of jaw, and swore that Blackie sure was the boss of anything in the draw. Hi-tee-hee-tee-hee-tee-hee-tee-hi-tee-hi-tee-o. Hi-tee-hee-tee-hee-tee-hi-tee-hi-tee-o. Now, there is a moral to my song, as you can plainly see. Whenever you try to rope a snake, don't tie him to your tree. Just take your dally worth, as that's the Arizona law, or you'll land your head in the cactus bed and go drifting down the draw. Hi-tee-hee-tee-hi-tee-hee-tee-hi-tee-hi-tee-o. Hi-tee-hee-tee-hee-tee-hi-tee-hi-tee-o.
Oh, coming right back into that wonderful...
The manic side of Powder River Jack Lee.
I was supposed to remind you that we did not have Haywire Mac on this show.
I know, thanks. We'll get a lot of letters on that, I know. But we will remedy that on part two.
No, part three.
Oh, part three, that's right. Part two is spoken for already. But we did hear part one of The Lonely Cowboy by Arthur Miles, who probably had some contact with Tuvins, or... Our resident expert has informed me. Why don't you give us a shot while you're there? That was Arthur Miles IV on an unissued performance found on the SMA label. And up top, we heard from the Cartwrights and Texas Rangers. And I must stress the S there. It's not Texas Ranger like everyone else says. One of the songs that we know and love from the New Lost City Ramblers. That's the first time I heard it. And I think included on the Folkways anthology way back when.
Well, they were certainly responsible for turning a lot of people on to this traditional music before it was very popular.
That's
not
right.
Not that it ever got very popular, but they certainly were responsible for perhaps the most authentic recreation of the music, for which I'm eternally thankful.
We can't say enough good things about the New Lost City Ramblers. Hats off, or
headphones off.
Headphones off to the Ramblers, and hello out there. For our last segment tonight, as the time flies by, we'll hear from the blind soldier, we believe from West Virginia. His name was Davy Miller, and he'll sing a very sentimental song, which some might take offense to. This, again, reflecting some sentiments from a century ago. This is called My Pretty Little Indian Napanee. And probably the source for the country western song, The Oklahoma Hills.
Jack Guthrie.
Yeah.
Big hit.
Right. But this one recorded for Conqueror in the 1920s. Davy Miller, the blind soldier. From there we move to Buell Kazee. He's from Kentucky. He was a very prominent businessman, I think college educated, and a fine singer and instrumentalist. And he'll sing his Cowboy Trail, This recorded for Brunswick at the tail end of a session when they needed a couple of more songs. Buell sat down, spent about 15 minutes, and wrote out, I think, one of the masterpieces of country music as far as these really sentimental scenes go. This is the Cowboy Trail, definitely one of our favorites. And last, one of the masterpieces by Ken Maynard, of all people, the cowboy movie star in the 1920s. He made this record for Columbia in their pop series, and it's called simply The Lone Star Trail. It's probably the only recorded version of this song proper, and it has never been equaled. The Lone Star Trail by Ken Maynard, definitely a cowboy classic. So adjust your chaps for this last set, and we go to Davy Miller.
Way out upon an Indian reservation, far away from civilization, by the foot of pale face I'll go. White man without a beach one summer, met an Indian girl, a hummer, daughter of the big chief, bear the rod. So the white men throw some loving glances, hugged the maid and two ordinances, smoked a pipe of peace off chances. Now he lives in a teepee made of fur. He rode with her an Indian pony, gave her diamond rings of phony. Then he said these loving words to her: you are my pretty little Indian Apennine, won't you take a chance and marry me? Your daddy is the chief of my belief, so marry Mary, wedding to grieve. Be true, you dark little Indian maid, I'll sunburn to a darker shade. I'll wear feathers in my head I'll paint my face with Indian red, if you will only be my Nephilim. Soon all love turned in from the water, soon he married that big chief's daughter, happiest couple that you ever saw. Soon all trails of love had faded, Nephilim looked old and shaded, just about like any other fall. Soon papooses came in number, dark skin, yellow skin disturbed his slumber. White man wondered at his blunders, now the feathers looped up on his head. It's too late now, but still he's wishing that he never had gone a-fishing, when he said these loving words to her: you are my pretty little Indian Apennine, won't you take a chance and marry me? Your daddy is the chief of my belief, so marry me a wedding to agree. Be true, you dark little Indian maid, I'll sunburn to a darker shade. I'll wear feathers in my head I'll paint my face with Indian red, if you will only be my Nephilim.
Comrades, and listen while I tell the story of the girl I love so well. As I roamed o'er the prairie, I struck a lonely trail. It led me to an Indian village fair. He gave me food and shelter, they smoked their pipe with me. Among them sat a lass with raven hair. When late that night we parted, good lass had disappeared. But she waited for me on that woodland trail. As we rode on, I wooed her. She promised to be mine. And tenderly I held her in my arms. But there we saw a gleaming, the bright lights o'er the plain. A war cry pierced the darkness with alarm. They left me lone and bleeding, they bore the lass away. My pony fled but came back where I lay. He bore me here to tell you, and now I soon must go. So bury me down on that lonesome trail. And on my sod at midnight her raven hair may fall. I know her love for me will never fail.
Cowboy, and I'm off on the Texas train. My trade is cinching saddles and pulling bridle rein. But I can twist the lasso with the greatest skill and ease. Or rope and ride a bronco most anywhere I please. Oh, I love the rolling prairie that's far from trail and stride. Find a bunch of longhorns, I'll journey all my life. But if I had a stake, boy, soon mad I would be. To the sweetest girl in this wide world just fell in love with me. When we get on the trail, boy, and the dusty billows rise, it's 50 miles in water, and the grass is scorching dry. Oh, the boss is mad and ringy, you all can plainly see. I'll have to follow the longhorns, I'm a cowboy here to be. But when it comes to rain, boys, one of the gentle kind, when the lakes are full of water and the grass is waving fine, oh, the boss will shed his frown, boys, and a pleasant smile you'll see. I'll have to follow the longhorns, I'm a cowboy here to be. When we get unbitted, we think down for the night. Some horse will shake his saddle, and it'll give the herd a fright. They'll bound to their feet, boys, and madly stampede away. In one moment's time, boy, you can hear a cowboy sing. Wee-wee-wee. Oh, when we get embedded, we feel most inclined. When a cloud will rise in the west, boys, and the fire play on their horns. Oh, the old boss rides around them, your pay you'll get in gold. So I'll have to follow the longhorns until I am too old.
Well, that certainly was a great set of cowboy music. Why don't you just name the last performers very quickly?
Well, that was Ken Maynard there with the unmistakable Lone Star Trail. Buell Kazee and the Cowboy Trail, recorded for Brunswick about 1930. And up top, My Pretty Little Napanee.
So this is the Secret Museum of the Air. Again, I'm Citizen Kafka. And once again, Pat Conti, the curator, has successfully illuminated a brief moment in the history of recorded music. This time on this continent, for a change. So we leave with what, Pat?
We leave with Goodbye, Old Paint. This as close to the original source as possible. Who was a cowboy, a black cowboy who worked on his daddy's farm in Dalhart, Texas in the 1890s. This recorded in 1942 for the Library of Congress, and probably the ultimate version, I think, of Goodbye, Old Paint, Jess Morris and his fiddle. Good night, citizen.
Good night, Pat.
giant. Goodbye, my little donkey. My pony won't stand.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.